You are about to hear another episode of The Deerslayer, dramatized and directed by Charles Frederick Lindsley.
Deerslayer and Judith go in the Ark to meet the Delaware chief, Chingachgook. They rescue the young warrior, although nearly overhauled by Indians hiding in ambush. On the return to the castle, they hear the sound of a canoe paddle. Deerslayer orders the occupant of the canoe to stop and is answered by the voice of Hetty Hutter, whom they had left at the castle, but who now is on her way to the shore to intercede with the Mingos for the release of her father and Hurry Harry. She eludes Deerslayer and reaches the shore, calling back she will not return until she has seen the Mingo chief. After a night in the woods, Hetty starts to the camp of the enemy and is met on the way by a young Indian girl who smiles at her and greets her with friendly face.
Where go? Indian, red man, savage, wicked warrior that away. Good warrior far off.
Who are you? What's your name?
Me? Watawa. I know Mingo, English. Come here till you come for.
Where you come father and sis scalps?
He's right where he is me by hair and try to...
Who did he see?
No, no, tell different for pale face to slayer always tell.
Do you? He is now in the ark with last nothing at the rock. Unless they...
Chingo come here? Chingo? Chingo cook, red warrior. God will not part. True, I tell you. For your battle. No forgiven. Leave.
I thought Mount you home.
Watawa, friend.
I've assist my hauling.
Or of scant different color.
When they spell the name,
tell what you do in me.
Long together.
I'm liar. Now if you look in,
I do.
You himself. A warrior must tell.
Big one. Never want to marry me. I'm neither often tell time.
Up half. You love.
Different with you. There's no reason why the serpent should not marry you.
Shh. He's prisoner. Mingo got big ear. No speak Chingachgook when they buy. Promise he's.
I know. Deerslayer and the serpent mean to get you away from the Iroquois. And you wish me not to tell the secret.
When Mingo close, hold tongue, never talk. Good Hetty must not tell secret of friend.
I promise him not to mention Chingachgook's name.
Maybe he get off hurry and father as well as his. If let him have his way, think of that, Hetty, and put 20 finger on mouth. No get friends free without sopping to do it. Come, I take you to Mingo camp.
Can these Mingos speak English here?
Not much. Understand some. Free, but watch
hands about an attack on
field raft, maybe.
The Bible says about
your father.
These are fierce here. I say you should not have come mentions.
Neither you.
And at peace, I am to take scalp.
Lead to thee.
They fell on him like an avalanche. On you, fear not.
Back you will be here. Who I am and brought me here.
King to Iroquois.
Even who. That is my father.
Why come to.
Learn his friend. Oh, they did. But you. Good book.
Why, great spirit, no.
Why, read. Oh, let me tell you what this book says. I will read it to you. First, you are commanded to love thy neighbor as thyself.
Neighbor, for Indian, no mean paleface. Neighbor mean Iroquois for Iroquois, Mohican for Mohican, paleface for paleface. No need tell chief anything else.
You forget these are the words of the Great Spirit. Whoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also.
Well, what that means?
It means that if white men try to hurt you, you should not hurt them in return. Or if white men try to take red man's scalp, Indian must not take white man's scalp. And listen to this.
Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you.
This is good book of Paleface?
Yes.
White man live by this book?
They all try. The French, the Canadas, and the Yengees.
Paleface friend, listen. This is Paleface law. It tell him be good to them that hurt him. When his brother ask him for a rifle, he told to give powder horn too. Paleface law.
Not so, not so. There is not a word about rifles in the whole book. Powder and bullets give offense to the Great Spirit.
Why then does Paleface use them? Why he take double from poor Indian who ask for no thing? He come from beyond rising sun with book in hand. Teach red man to read it. Why Paleface forget all it say to him? White man offer gold for scalp of our women and children and call Indian beast if he take scalp of warrior killed in battle. One time white face say white, other time he say black.
But it matters not what the wicked do. The words of the Great Spirit are the words of the Great Spirit. Render good for evil, says this book, and that is the law for red men as well as for white.
No good tell chief such law as that. Tell something he believe.
Tell me, what are you going to do with father and Hurry?
Paleface die tonight, sunset.
Oh, no, you can't be so cruel.
Paleface die tonight. Sunset.
If you do, Deerslayer will kill you.
Oh, I know all about Deerslayer and friend Delaware chief. They do no good. Tonight, Iroquois go on big raft and burn Muskrat Castle. Paleface sister will become Iroquois squaw.